It's June 25th, 2009, 11 years ago. And for the NBA, it is draft day. I'm Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound. The Golden State Warriors were sitting with the 7th overall selection. General Manager Larry Riley had held that position for just over a month. He and his staff, though, were locked in on a skinny guard from Davidson College.
The consensus of our whole staff was that Stephen Curry was the guy that we wanted. And I'm talking about, I really think if we'd been picking number two, we would have taken Stephen Curry.
However, on draft day, you're never entirely sure. And the Warriors were not entirely sure that Stephen Curry was going to be around. Blake Griffin was picked first by the L.A. Clippers, the consensus college player of the year. Memphis wanted a big, and Hashim Thabeet of UConn was a Grizzly. James Harden of Arizona State went to Oklahoma City with a 3rd overall selection. Now, it would get a little tricky. Sacramento had brought in both Stephen Curry and Tyreek Evans of Memphis, and Evans had the better workout, so he went with a number 4 pick. Minnesota had the next to 2 selections, and one of them was going to be Ricky Rubio of Spain. But the Spaniard was locked into a contract overseas and wasn't going to appear in the NBA until a year later. So Minnesota was looking for another point guard. But they did not choose Stephen Curry. They went with Johnny Flynn of Syracuse. And then this happened.
David Stern has the card for a team that used 47 different starting lineups. Here's the commissioner.
With the 7th pick in the 2009 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Stephen Curry from Davidson College.
Well, they weren't really booing the Warriors. Those were New York Knicks fans who were hoping that Stephen Curry would become a Knick. Curry, though, was happy to be a Warrior.
Great atmosphere and environment out here for every home game that we have. And the fan support is just awesome here. So I just think it's going to be a great opportunity for me. And hopefully I'll come in ready to work, ready to get better, and hopefully take my game to the next level. So just definitely happy to be here.
And in Curry's rookie season, he began to give us a peek ahead to what the future could hold. Coach Don Nelson noted something right away, that Curry's love for the game would spread.
Other players are going to want to play with him as he gets better. I mean, he's pretty good now, but he will get better as he goes along. And he's like a Pied Piper, really. Not that he flaunts it or talks much about it, but just the fact that, I mean, when you see him with these other young players, I mean, you know, they're all Steph guys.
Curry splits traffic behind the back to McGinney for a two-hand slam. Oh, my goodness, that was sweet by Steph Curry. Denver up 2. High post beaters. Looks for weak side action. Throws to Curry. Steps out. Takes a 3. Good! Steph Curry says, yeah, that went down. 114, 113. Warriors lead by 1.
However, on that June night, it was unimaginable to think about 5 straight finals, 3 championships, 2 most viable player awards. Those kinds of honors happened to other teams with other players. But we did know the Warriors had drafted a player that was going to give the fans someone to rally around.
Cartier-Martin throws to Tolliver. Left corner Curry. Curry fires away. 3 ball. Left corner pocket. And a foul. A foul on the play. Udoka ran into Curry. And Steph's got a chance to cut it again down to a 6-point game. Just like that.
11 years ago, Stephen Curry began his journey that would change the Warriors from being a laughingstock to becoming one of the world's best sports franchises. Curry helped the Bay become an NBA destination, and it started when David Stern said his name with the 7th overall pick. That's right, 11 years ago. I'm Tim Roy, and this is Warrior Sound.